By my reckoning, it's not quite 6:30.
No.
It's not quite the end of the Rossathon. Is it?
What do you mean, the Rossathon?
I mean, Ross Saunders overnight.
Ross Saunders.
Was,
yeah.
Oh, dear.
Was, his job, his one job, is to take his Rossathon,
yeah,
his words, not mine, through to 6:30. And it sort of stopped at 6:29 in about 10 seconds.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm just filling time on the Rossathon up to the point where it where we're supposed to begin officially.
You mean the hashtag Rossathon or something to Twitter?
Rossathon. Yeah. Yeah, that. Yeah, I do mean that, yeah.
Yeah.
For those that have just tuned in and didn't hear, we were in the office. And this actually happened.
And that's me done for the week. I will see you next Friday night. No, Saturday morning for the Rossathon, 1 till 6:30 again.
No, 1 till 6:29, Ross.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I'm John Holmes. On the programme today, blotting paper-based treats, the Hula Melody, and Canterbury Cathedral.
It's not a Saturday!
I thought that was obvious.
We need to be clear about this sort of thing, John.
I'll ask the Archbishop.
Yeah, better. Thunderfist, like those prisoners.
Someone's died.
Lemmy died.
The John Holmes Show.
Where's that bloke that does it normally? Monk's River.
You are like ISIS.
Push pineapple, grind coffee.
Think yourself fine.
Johnny Vaughan was in prison once, wasn't he? Lower Swell.
I get it sometimes.
The River Dickler. Like those prisoners, you're rounded up and shot.
Very badly behaved.
Could give you a breakfast show with no budget.
But it's all about what you believe, John, isn't it?
Get married.
Fire newborn lambs out of cannons. It's like the old days on XFM, isn't it?
Thanks.
Let me just look at the...
What you're listening to is the beginning of a podcast production as microphones get moved around and interim producer Vin does whatever he does.
Oh. Mainly faffing.
Faffy does faffing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Intern Ronnie just... What happened there?
Have you just been punched by a microphone?
Yes.
What happened?
It hit me in the face.
Oh. Oh. Good snort.
And for those who miss that, here's it again. I'll edit it in.
Yes.
Don't you dare.
And here it is, 3 more times. <in the morning>.
Your mum and dad will listen to this. Yeah. They'll be sitting there now going, we're so proud of her.
No, then they will be thinking the opposite. That's not my child.
Proud of this noise.
What?
Anyway, it's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Podcast. Hello.
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 It's echoey, isn't it? Because the door's open. Listen to this. Look.
All right.
Well, that's not even post edit, everyone.
That's.
This is, though.
So it's the Weekend Breakfast Podcast. Hello, yes, I am John Holmes. And here's the bit at the beginning where we don't really know, no one can remember what's going to be in the podcast or know what's in the podcast. But generally we, we should mention, of course, that it's interim producer Vin's sort of last for the moment.
Yeah.
One with us because ginger producer Dave, he's back. Oh. I know.
I'm gutted because the canteen opens tomorrow.
We're recording this on the Sunday, the 3rd of January, and you're right, it's been closed over the entire festive period. Tomorrow back
G-feast.
To normal.
G-Feast.
Is that what it's still called? G-Feast.
Yeah, it's had a rebrand.
G-Feast.
But it's, no, the name's the same.
Right. So there's a podcast, isn't there? That's what's going on. Oh, you were racist a minute ago.
Oh, that was incredible. And then you had the audacity to complain to us for calling you out for being a racist.
Paid into the person's racist.
Stop it.
You were, though, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Nigel Farage, right, he walked past the window of Radio X and he looked in at us while we were on air and just looked really confused and then sort of went off. And Con said, what did you say?
I said, there's Nigel Farage.
Mm. Yeah, did you?
Snort noise.
What else is it going to be? And
no, stop it, okay?
Stop what?
This.
No! All right, neither of you are getting breakfast tomorrow. I'm just going to eat it all.
You sound like a pig when you're eating two breakfasts at once, won't you?
Yep.
Wonder what that would sound like.
What else is going to be in the podcast?
So what have we done today?
We've got
a great condescending this week.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been covering for Moyles.
Yeah.
And some people aren't too au fait with you, John.
So, what else? Has this podcast got in it all the stuff we've been doing sitting in all week, or is this just weekend stuff?
Yes. I don't know.
Okay, fine.
What
do you guys want?
Yeah, put some bits in from the week.
Yeah, we'll
Come
put
on.
Some bits in from the week.
Oh, I think this should be weekends, and then we should do a bonus from the weeks, best of the weeks.
Oh, okay. So what, if you subscribe, it'll automatically go into your feed?
Yeah, exactly.
Thing.
That would make sense. We'll probably do a bonus podcast, but then there will probably be some stuff from the week in this one as well.
Right, fine. This is very interesting. Right, okay. Shall we...
We should stop having these production meetings on air.
Really. Yeah, we really should. Yeah, absolutely.
Snort noise.
Wow.
See, I need you to join in eventually.
If you can't beat him. John Holmes.
Radio X. Radio X. So it is Wednesday, but thank goodness then it's not Black Wednesday. Otherwise, if you've seen the papers this morning, you'll know that Oliver Letwin, the government's chief policy advisor, wouldn't like it at all, would he? Wouldn't like Black Wednesday, would he? Oliver Letwin? No, he'd say that it had a bad moral attitude. And then he'd write that down in a note to Mrs. Thatcher. He doesn't like anything black, Oliver Letwin. Black Mass, he won't celebrate that, but he didn't like it, no. Tony Blackburn, doesn't like Tony Blackburn, thinks he's got low morals. And Call of Duty Black Ops, he doesn't like that either. Black Chandelier by Biffy Clyro, Oliver Letwin will have no truck with it. Black Forest Gatto, he won't eat it. The Black Keys, doesn't like them at all, he thinks they've all got a bad moral attitude. Black Lace as well, he doesn't like the band, the novelty, he doesn't like Black Lace. Apparently he said that they were of poor character and that their song Agadoo would lead to moral breakdown and riots. Presumably he thought it would lead to a series of novelty songwriters pushing pineapples through windows and shaking trees. Quite niche reference that, I realise. Google it. Oliver Letwin won't use anything by Black and Decker. Won't buy anything from Blacks. The camping shop, will it? John Holmes. Radio X. A lot of people that you talk to at the moment are just simply all parted out. Just too full of Christmas and New Year. It's nearly all over. Most people back to work on Monday. Schools go back on Monday. But it's been interesting collecting the lowest moments of people's time over the festive period. We've been sharing in the studio. Some people have some low moments. Paid intern Cornelius, for instance. What was your?
A couple of years back, I spent New Year's Day brushing my teeth in a Wetherspoons in Watford using the hot tap after I'd thrown up in Brighton the night before.
What intrigues me about that is why the hot tap?
That's all that was there. That's the worst bit
for
me.
What an uncomfortable feeling.
It is, it's horrible.
Cleaning your teeth with hot water is weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it's...
really freaky. But why didn't you just wait for it to cool? Fill a receptacle with the hot water, go and have a drink, come back.
I wasn't in the right state of mind, John.
Right, fair enough. So where was it? Watford, did you say?
Yeah, Watford.
So where? Why?
I went out in Brighton the night before.
Yeah.
And was in Watford at 7 in the morning for the football.
Right. It is a low moment, so.
It was very low.
Yeah. You can share yours, by the way. And it doesn't just have to be this year. I mean, your kind of lowest...
Lowest point ever.
Lowest point ever, generally speaking.
I mean, keep it light.
Well-ish. I mean, you know. I mean, we're not the Samaritans, essentially.
No.
You know, we're not qualified to help you in that way. I've got an odd throat this morning. It's a bit...
Yeah.
Throat. Anyway. Interim producer, Vin.
Morning. I was in Manchester a few New Year's Eves ago.
Yeah, that's very low, actually. So, anyway,
I was in Manchester Piccadilly Station and I got a nosebleed. As people do, don't they?
Why? The altitude.
Yeah. Well, so I went to clean up in the toilet.
Yes.
And I came out of a cubicle sniffling and touching my nose.
Hello.
And walked into a police officer. Got patted down.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
That is good. Did you explain? Did you sort of say, no, it was a nosebleed?
Well, yeah, I sort of panicked and was, you know, I was sort of just saying, it's just a nosebleed, it's just a nosebleed. Which I don't think convinced him.
No.
You just flush your drugs as well, so it's quite helpful, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Go for that, yeah. Radio X, John Holmes. And so just looking in the news this morning, then just looking through the newspapers, of course, as what, you know, one does on the radio. A lot of headlines this morning. James Bay to hold back the river in Yorkshire. That's the main news this morning, the music news. The Brits Critic Choice Star 2015 has offered to go to the flood-stricken communities and look in their eyes and stop for a minute and see where you hide. When asked if he'd brought sandbags or funds for defences, James has simply told the local residents that lonely water won't let us wander, before repeating that he'd hold back the river and look in their eyes. So James Bay's visit to hold back the river in Yorkshire has been deemed hopeless and patronising. Yet still more effective than David Cameron's. Radio X. John Holmes. X. We've been here all week, sitting in for Chris Moyles. So, a regular weekend break for show that we normally hang out in. That's what you're listening to. But we have been here Monday to Friday for just over a week, starting on Christmas Eve. And we're through till January the 11th. 1-11. So, a weekday breakfast with you all next week. And if you're new to the show, here's a feature that involves taking the haters' texts and tweets that come into the studio and appear via Twitter and reading them out from a lift in the building here at Radio X that travels between floor 6 and the ground floor. And they're read out, crucially, by a man called Cornelius, Con for short, in a feature we call Condescending. He's there, he's on a radio mic, he should be in a lift. Can you hear me, Con?
I can hear you, John.
Good, there we are. So, I should also point out, of course, that the Radio X building isn't ours alone. We do share it with the likes of Capital, Capital Extra, LBC, Heart, Smooth, and so on and so forth. Which lift have you chosen, Cornelius, today? Who's the radio stations play out in the lifts here?
John, I thought New Year, same lift. G-Lift 3.
Okay, G-Lift 3. and what's playing out in G-Lift 3 this morning?
Well, it's Heart again.
Of course
doing
it is.
Link at the moment.
Oh, are they? Can we hear them?
With a couple of sausages inside and a bit of Tommy Kane.
What?
Sausages, because it's a Saturday.
Maybe some mushrooms.
That's, no, no mushrooms.
What time are you working till?
He's not a cabbie.
No, I'm trying to get off the subject of bread because I'm just...
Well, that's a phone in on Heart.
What are you eating for breakfast this morning?
Yeah, text us to let us know. I'm eating mushrooms. Is anyone going to love mushrooms? What a link. Okay. So, go on, the haters are going to hate. Let's hear them hating.
Okay, so Nick was the first to come in with this, but we got a lot of this. When's Miles back? Adam in Andover on Monday said, don't compare yourself to John Pill. I wouldn't compare you to a wet, runny diarrhea fart. Just saying. Gemma on Twitter, why does this bloke try to talk like Johnny Vaughan? Wake me up when Chris is back. Adam in Andover on Tuesday. Come back from Christmas holiday and this douchebag is on air. Please kill yourself.
I like the way he's still listening, though. He's still listening.
Jack on text yesterday. I hate intern Cornelius. Happy New Year. Wow, the show is really struggling without Ginger Producer Dave. That came in from no one. No, no one's mentioned you, Dave. Three songs in the first half hour. You clearly don't have much content. Adam in Andover texted on Wednesday. I hope you fall over with your hands in your pockets.
That's good. That's a good insight.
I like that. Yeah.
So this came in on text. Miles has left very big shoes to fill. They seem to have replaced him with someone with no feet. And finally, yesterday, 10 minutes into 2016, and I have a thumping headache, and that idiot Tom Holmes is on the radio. I literally hate this year already.
Radio X. John Holmes.
And like Saudi Arabia's execution of the prominent Shia cleric, sparks anger and protest. And Saudi Arabia, of course, being a sunni-led country. Sunni and Shia, of course. But when they executed him, they didn't say, "I got you, babe." I don't know. How should Britain react to Saudi Arabia's appalling human rights record? I don't know. Why don't we get UK arms company BAE Systems to supply them with Typhoon fighter jets in return for bribes worth £60 million? Well, maybe we could do that. Or just 1 year ago this month, why not have Prince Charles and David Cameron visit Saudi Arabia to pay their respects while ignoring their abuses of free speech, women's rights and the country's role as a cradle of Islamic extremism? Just a suggestion. Still, they've got money and oil, right, kids? So let's be friends.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
There we go, then. Day 7 of the 12 Ks of Quizmas. If you're listening for the first time, here's what happens. Protagonists from the 12 Days of Christmas, playing on their corresponding day, of course, on the radio, are tested for their knowledge of Vernon Kay, the 12 Ks of Christmas. On day one, which was 1 week ago, Christmas Eve, we started with Ryan. He was a tree surgeon. He repairs trees. And once saw a pigeon in one. Andrew was day two. He was a dove in the Olympic ceremony on a bike. Lizzie was on a hen do in France, French hens. Alicia worked in a call centre in India. She had to go on a plane to get there. Technically, then that's flying like a bird. It's a calling bird. Day five gold rings. You thought we wouldn't be able to do it, but yes, we did. We found someone called Nick Dring who once scored 5 goals in an amateur football match. 5 gold ring.
Thank you.
Yesterday, I've no idea what happened. It involved a goose. It was the weirdest bit of radio I think I've ever heard in my life. It was a mother goose from a pantomime. But she was mental. Today, day 7, swans are swimming. No idea what was going to happen here. But anyway, on the telephone now is a man. He's called Jack. He's from Croydon. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, John.
Morning.
Morning.
How are you, Jack?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Good. Fine, thank you for asking. Yeah, that's the pleasantries out of the way. So swans, Jack.
Swans, yeah. So technically I had to swim away from a swan, or near a swan.
Right, you swam near a swan. Good start, yeah.
I swam near a swan, yeah. So I was at Woburn Safari Park in the summer.
Yeah.
And I was on a date.
Right, okay.
Exciting date at Woburn Safari Park.
That's an interesting angle.
And I was a bit... a little bit shy, so I took some cans with me.
Okay.
In the car.
What was in the cans? I mean, is it what, like soup and beans and like custard or something?
It's more cheap lager.
Okay, fine.
Nice.
I find lager a better social lubricant than soup.
Yeah. thank God you put the word social in there.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm not trying it. So anyway, so we're going for the drive-through safari, and she's driving,
yeah.
And I'm just drinking can after can of lard.
You're such a catch, Jack.
And anyway, so then we head to the lake afterwards, very picturesque, very romantic, and she suggests that we get into a swan-shaped pedalo. And I think this is a great idea.
Wasn't it a euphemism? Do you want to get into my swan-shaped pedalo?
As we actually got into an actual swan-shaped pedalo.
Fine.
So we're in the pedalo. I'm obviously quite drunk, and it's all going a bit Freddie Flintoff. I fall out. I get capsized. It's sort of semi-capsizing. She manages to retain her balance, but then I'm in the lake. In the lake, lagered up at Warrigone Safari Park. And I had to swim to the edge, and I was escorted off the premises. I don't think I'm allowed back.
Very good. Are you still going out with this person?
Absolutely not. No. I'm going to get a lift home.
Jack, what excellent story. So, listen, you are our swan-related 12 Days of Christmas protagonist. You are going to be tested on your knowledge of Vernon Kay. What is that like?
Oh, tip top.
Okay, fine, good. John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X. And your lowest moments, please. 83936 at Radio X. Adam's been on. My lowest point, John, was in December when I learnt that you was taking over the Moyles show for the first 2 weeks of January. From Adam this morning. My lowest moment was when I realised that the standards of education in this country have slipped so far that Adam in Andover doesn't know the difference between the word was and the word were. Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X. Oh, we'll do it, all right. What we will do is a week's worth of lazy PR. So welcome along if you're just joining us. Radio X Breakfast. Here's a thing that we do on a Sunday. And even though it was the New Year and the week between Christmas and New Year, still it did not stop the relentless onslaught of guest offers and opportunities thrown at the world of the media by public relations and marketing companies. And the thing about lazy PR is this is where we bring you the laziest examples that we've received in the preceding week, given that the people who are paid hell of a lot of money by their clients to target efficiently where their brands should go simply throw their S-word at the wall and see what sticks. They've never even heard of Radio X, let alone listen to it. But still, they send us this stuff. This is where we round up the laziest examples of it. Interim producer Vin, I know you're no stranger to being bombarded by these people. What have you?
I've got an email from ancestry.co.uk.
Good. It's a good start.
Pertinent to Radio X.
Yeah.
Good morning. How rare is your surname? According to a report released this Friday, many of the nation's traditional surnames are dying out. The study by ancestry.co.uk, entitled End of the Line, not only details the names that are dwindling at the fastest rate, such as Cohen. Clegg, and Kershaw.
Hang on, stop. Cohen is dwindling out.
Well, they've listed three names that we could all name those.
I know several Cohens.
Yeah.
I think that's a strong Jewish name, isn't it? That's not going anywhere.
Agreed.
Clegg, fine, that's gone. Wasn't that effective while it was around, to be honest. Apart from, oh no, that was Dr. Legg. Foggy Compo and?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Okay. Kershaw, you've got Liz from Six Music, haven't you?
Yeah.
Her brother Andy. And Nick from the 80s. Nick Kershaw.
Who's Nick Kershaw?
Nick Kershaw. There's a tree by a river near a hole in the ground where the old man of Aaron goes around and around.
He's doing it again.
Nick Kershaw. The riddle.
But also the surnames that are so rare they could disappear within a couple of generations.
Wouldn't it be good to be in your shoes? Even if it was for just one day.
You have the voice of an angel.
Anyway, John, here's the interesting bit. Have you seen this? Have you seen the last bit?
No.
Actor, comedian and presenter of Time Team, Tony Robinson, is available to discuss the changing landscape of the nation's surnames.
Well, that should read, of course. His actor, comedian and presenter of Time Team, Tony Robinson, has been paid a lot of money to pretend he's interested in this crap.
We also have a list of the 500 names that have been declining at the greatest since 1901. Mm. To book an interview with Tony, get in touch.
Okay. My interest was piqued by one I received, the subject header of the email. Snoring causes arguments in the Northwest. Yeah. Hi, John. The annual Snories survey has revealed that 85% of people in the Northwest are woken by snoring at least once a week. 55% are become angry with a partner after a sleepless night, and 65% have admitted to sleeping in another room to try and escape from the noise! Exclamation mark to try and make it sound interesting. Available for interview is Channel 4's embarrassing bodies medic, Dr. Pixie McKenna. Please let me know if you'd like any further information or statistics. Let me think. No.
Who's Dr. Pixie McKenna?
I don't know.
That's not the main Embarrassing Bodies one, is it?
I don't know. I've never
Christian.
Watched it.
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Christian. So not even the main one.
Right. Okay. Well, the budget was obviously lower. Yeah. They obviously went to Dr. Christian and said, right, we've got about 5K to play with. You just got to pretend you're interested in this. And he went, I'm not doing it for less than 10. Budget's 5. The client will only give 5. Get Pixie.
We would have done it if Christian was on it.
Yeah, definitely
well.
Gone for it then, wouldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
About snoring.
Yeah, put the money in, PR people. We'll take your guesses. Yeah. Lazy PR. Here's a lazy PR line of the week. Dear John, this is not personal, but anyway, combat the post-Christmas tum with actress, TV presenter and celebrity MasterChef winner Nadia Sawahana's top tips.
John Holmes.
Radio X. So good morning then. That was Ross playing the vaccines there and Norgard just before that, wasn't he? Her mind's made up. She don't want to go steady. She's only 17. She's probably not ready. The lyrics. Playing that for Simon Dunzak MP this morning.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. The 12 Ks of Christmas. So, 5 or so minutes ago, we met Jack, who drunkenly fell out of a swan-shaped pedalo at Woburn Safari Park while trying to impress a girl that didn't even give him a lift home. He's still on the phone. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hello. Good news, Jack. Good news, Jack.
Fire away.
Fire. We'll fire away. Lucy has been in touch, Jack, and says, Jack sounds fun. Does he fancy a date?
Okay. Hey.
She's obviously
why not?
Somebody keen on cheap lager and wet men. So that is. Or maybe it was the soupy lubricant that...
I will tell,
that
John.
Tickled her fancy. I don't know. Time will indeed tell. We'll match you up together. It'll be fun. Anyway, there's the small matter now of the quiz, of course. This is the 12 days... K's of Christmas. Protagonists from the 12 days of Christmas tested us for their knowledge of Vernon K. Yes, we've done pear tree. A French hen. Went on a hen night to fancy. All those things. It's day 7, so it involves the swan. And, of course, you fell out of a swan-shaped pedalo, and that is good enough for us, Jack. Are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Here we go. Question number one in the 12 Ks of Christmas. Musical news. And the musical news to which I refer, Jack, is the musical news that news reaches us that the well-known musical Vernon K on the Roof is about to get a revival. It tells the story. It tells the story, of course, of the poor Jewish mid-morning Radio X presenter in Tsarist Russia who works very hard to protect his beloved on-air team from the attentions of male suitors while always being under threat of being evicted from Radio X and persecuted by the imperialist state. But Vernon K on the Roof isn't the only famous 1960s Broadway musical to be based around the radio. Name the other one. Is it A, Seven Brides for Seven Grimmies? Unlikely. Is it B, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to Paul Gambaccini? Or is it C, Stop Liz Kershaw, I Want to Get Off?
What was A?
Seven Brides for Seven Grimmies.
No, that's an impossibility, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. B?
Is the right answer. A funny thing happened on the way to Paul Gambaccini. Good. Here's question number two. It's invention news now. And exactly today, give or take the 364 other days, is the anniversary of the launch into geostationary orbit of the world's first satellite disc jockey, the K-Star. The genial Bolton-based daytime presenter Vernon K was roughly spherical, was spin-stabilised, and his outer surface was covered with solar cells to generate enough electrical power to broadcast banter and bangers each weekday morning between 10 and 1 from the Kuiper Belt. But But what other radio-based technological breakthrough is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, the Marianne Hobb oven? Is it B, the Steve Le MacBook? Or is it C, the colour Terryvision, which was a television that had a Terry Wogan-shaped screen and, when said out loud, was mildly racist to the Chinese? The colour Terryvision.
I'm going to go the super-friendly Steve Le MacBook.
Yeah, Steve Le MacBook is the right answer. Very good. Here's your final question. It's a music question. Have a listen to this music. Well, that was Standing in the Way of Control by The Gossip, rendered almost unlistenable by panpipes. Here's your unrelated question, Jack. Science news, and the CERN laboratory, one of the world's most powerful atom smashers that was built to fire Radio X presenters into each other at high speed, has announced that 2016 may bring new discoveries. Housed, of course, in Radio 2 travel presenter Sally Traffic's 6-kilometre-long circular tunnel, the DJ smasher already has a rich scientific legacy. This includes finding nature's densest elementary particle, Vernon K. Name five famous fires. Five famous fires.
Fictional or real?
No clues.
Five famous fires.
Fires.
The one in Backdraft.
Good.
The one in Lab 49.
Good.
The fire in... Gates of Hell from that Electric Six song.
Yeah, good, yeah.
One Alan Sugar always does.
Don't know what he said then, but yeah.
Alan Sugar. Fires people.
Good. Five famous fires. Let's see what I had written on the card. Arcade. Starter, Twisted Starter. We Didn't Start the Earth, Wind and... And Hunger Games catching is what I had written on the card. But you did valiant guesses, though. Let's go to interim producer Vin, who's going to check the system to see how you scored. Check it. Yeah, all good. Jack, congratulations for scoring very highly on this morning's 12 Ks of Christmas.
John Holmes.
Radio X. Radio X. It's Radio X. Just going through the post-Christmas news then. All the Sunday papers are out today, and of course there's kind of a roundup. This is what you have to do on the radio. You have to go through the papers. It's the paper review. Post-Christmas roundup anyway, so just read you some of the headlines that are in the newspapers this morning. Santa Claus finally released on bail. After his arrest following the assault after the mummy kissing got out of hand on Christmas Eve. You've probably heard about that. Little drummer boy hit with Asbo by Christ family for incessant noise. That's in the Telegraph this morning. Parappa pumpa pum pum was keeping the baby Jesus awake all night, mother tells newspaper. And many of them leading with Elton John revealing how he lost his temper as he stepped into Christmas for the umpteenth time. Got it smeared all over his veal skin shoe. Why can't the owners of Christmas just pick it up and put it in a bag and take it home? Elton John shouted into his partner David Furnish's confused face. That's running in most of the newspapers this morning. The post-Christmas news.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
And you are listening to Radio X. Well, you're listening to Radio X, but Simon isn't. I will reply with my lowest moment shortly, but could someone explain why I can't receive XFM clearly on my digital radio anywhere in my house? Yes, Simon, it's because XFM closed down in September, that's why. And then became Radio X. What you need to do, Simon, is rescan your digital radio.
And also you have to move to Radio X rather than XFM. It's a different place on the menu. But
yeah, there you go. Yeah, what he said. Or, of course, there's the exciting Radio X app. I believe that can pick up the radio station with. I'm led to believe that works now. Well, it's probably on your television as well, isn't it, in the modern way, it is, and the internet and the... You know. Anyway, so lowest moments, 83936 at Radio X. This due to the fact that we were discussing, you know, low moments over Christmas and New Year. Cornelius once...
Sorry, John. Simon's been on again.
Oh, yes.
He's tried that.
Oh, right. Then I've run out of advice.
Sorry, Simon.
Yeah. I don't know, Simon. I don't know. Take it back to Curry's. Ask them. I don't know. How are you listening, Simon? This is like a one-way conversation now. Hi, Simon. How are you listening, Simon?
We do have a radio show to do, Simon.
Hi, Simon. He was quick about that. Let's just wait. Give him a minute.
Okay, that's fine. Vin, you keep your eye on it. Keep us up to date with what's going on. So, paid intern Cornelius once cleaned some vomit off his own teeth with some hot water in the toilet of Wetherspoons. Is that right?
Yeah, well, in the sink, not...
in the bowl of the toilet.
Yeah, no.
That would be low. Intern Ronnie.
Yes.
How was your New Year's Eve?
It was good, thank you.
Was it?
Yeah.
What was the low life moment you experienced?
Oh, right, okay. So we went to a house party. Me and my parents went to a house party of family friends.
Already that's low.
Yeah. You didn't have any actual
It was really good fun. we had fun. But when it got to midnight, yeah. We put the radio on TV and big numbers came up in Big Ben. We all counted down. Yeah. We poured the party poppers. And then I turn round, because at midnight you turn round to whoever's next to you and give them a hug and a kiss. And everybody had paired up except for me, and I just saw a 12-year-old girl across the room. who kind of was looking at something on the wall. So I made a beeline for her and grabbed her instead. But everybody else was partnered up with someone. So, yeah.
Good. Sounds like Simon Danzig's night out. Has Simon been back on? Not that Simon, a different Simon. No, I don't want text from Simon Danzig.
I'd love if it was that.
Yeah. Hi, John. I'm having a few problems with my personal life at the moment, but I'm really trying to listen to XFM. It doesn't exist anymore, Simon. I'm trying to send some sexts to XFM. It's not working. Well... okay, low moments. These have come in. This is good. I was so hungover, I burst out tears and hugged the Domino's pizza delivery guy. Is this one from you, Ronnie?
Quite possibly.
Yeah. That's from James this morning there. Paid intern Cornelius, what have you?
I like this one from Scott, who says, I once tried to do a runner after a one-night stand. I walked out the front door and shut it quietly behind me. Then saw that there was a porch in front of me, went to open that door and it was locked. I was trapped in the porch for 4 hours, only to be let out by the girl, who then had to... And then I had to come clean with her. He said the worst moment ever.
That is bad, that's a bad horrific. That'd be horrific, wouldn't it? Just sitting huddled on the floor of a porch. Waiting for...
Oh, 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
Hang on, Simon's back.
Hey!
He says he remembers smashing his digital radio when drunk the other night. So it could be that.
Okay, it's probably that, yeah. Yeah, okay, Simon, yeah. Hi, John. I genuinely, no word of a lie, once woke up in a skip spooning a homeless man. I didn't even learn his name.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Coming up on the programme this... hang on, this... Sorry, the... No, this show menu hasn't been finished, has it? Let me just check. It's... No, it's been delayed because it's not done yet. Bloody hell, that's the last time I give... George R.R. Martin the show menu to write, honestly. Get back to your Game of Thrones books, you lazy Captain Bird's Eye look-alike.
Radio X. John Holmes.
Here's a brand new feature on Saturday. It's probably a one-off. On Radio X Weekends. It seems timely. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Does impression of Darth Vader. Oh, I am your father, Luke.
Spoiler alert.
All you need to do is talk into a cup. Oh, you're listening to Radio X.
Very good, isn't it?
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So here's a brand new feature. Okay, so it's called... You know when you have an idea? Anyway, so it's called Galaxy Far, Far Away. What I have here is a Galaxy chocolate bar. Left over. I'll say leftover. Stolen from a child's confectionery box at Christmas. Well, that is. And here's what's going to happen. Intern Ronnie, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Paid intern Cornelius, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what's going to happen now, in a moment, I am going to place this galaxy far, far away from you. Outside the studio, there is a very long corridor. There are four steps that go, well, they go up and down, that's the nature of steps, but yeah. But in the direction you'll be travelling, down. You know, at the beginning of Star Wars films, there's what they call a slow crawl.
Where?
At the beginning of the films, when the
oh, the text.
It's called the slow crawl.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You see where this is going, right?
Yeah.
At one end of the corridor, there will be both of you in crawling position, and I'm talking like plank position. I'm talking toes, and I'm talking elbows. Flat arms on the floor. You get it's sort of like an army crawl, right?
Okay.
You're allowed to do that. The galaxy will be far, far away down the other end of the corridor. The steps will be in the way.
Can we have our body on the floor, or have we got to be in plank position?
You can army crawl.
Right.
As I explained.
I've not been in the army.
And so...
And she's got support.
Yeah. Other way round, however.
What? Oh, my God!
So,
what did you just throw at
him? Penny, that's all I had. It was that or a mug.
Yeah, good choice.
I've got the mug here. So, one end of the corridor, Ronnie and Cornelius, crawling slowly. But it's a drag race, okay? You're the first one to get to the galaxy that I've placed far, far away wins the galaxy. Now, we can take bets on this here in the studio, of course. You can play along at home if you want for fun. And my money's on Ronnie because, you know, it's chocolate and I once saw her take out a man for a Kit Kat. It was four fingers as well. So it was...
Done.
So the game will commence very shortly. We'll go and get in position. I'm going to be out in the corridor with you with a radio mic live back to the studio. It's Galaxy Far, Far Away. This is so not going to work.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
I'm going to be honest with you, it didn't take much to figure out what this might be. What we have are two interns, one paid, minimally, one unpaid, at the end of a corridor, lying on their fronts. They are in an army slow crawl position. Down the other end of the corridor, a galaxy bar. It's quite far away. And between them and the galaxy bar, there are four steps, a rat trap that I found in a corner, which I positioned as an extra obstacle. Their job is to army crawl their way down to the galaxy in a straightforward, as Jeremy Clarkson might say, a straightforward drag race. Who gets there fastest? Which of them will win? Is it Cornelius? Is it Cornelius, a one-time champion when he once pulled a curly-whirly? Never mind that. It was a hell of a party. But he's here. He's like World's Strongest Man now on Channel 5. Right? Except now I'm talking to the world's weakest thing. So what it's, you see the distance the galaxy is, there's a rat trap, the steps. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm worried about the stairs, John. I don't want to hurt myself.
Also, we haven't built health and safety in this, so we're going to get in a lot of trouble. Ronnie, who I once saw disarm, I once saw kill a man for a boost. Confident?
Yeah, I'm feeling good about this.
Here we go. Right, I'm going to give you a countdown of three. So, I'm going to stand at the end of the corridor. I might film this. Let me just get my phone out. I should have probably planned this a little bit earlier. Okay. Give me the crawling theme. And three. In two. I realise this is rubbish radio. You can't see what's going on. Basically, there are two. Right, okay. In three, in two, in one, and they're off. And the crawling has begun, and Cornelius in the lead. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no. Ronnie's actually fallen down the stairs and kicked the
capital extra monitor. This is absolutely shocking. Cornelius is totally behind now. Ronnie was streets light years ahead there. You have broken company property, however, and probably broken your spine as well, so that's good. Both avoided the rat trap. It's sort of a, that was a real, we're going to get in a lot of trouble for this. We're going to get in a hell of a lot of trouble. Right, things are broken, and that's like an intern's spine. It's Radio X, it's Galaxy Far, Far Away. We're never doing that again.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
And on the show today, we will be helping Yorkshire. The Environment Agency are doing sod all, so we're going to do our bit between now and nine. If you are in Yorkshire or on the way, simply scoop up some of the water there. And then what you can do this morning, because we've set it up, you can post or text the water or Bluetooth it as well to Radio X, the Radio London. And on receipt, we'll safely dispose of it down the sink or a toilet. No questions asked.
Radio X.
John Holmes. Radio X.
It's time for Alco Vox Pops. Now, you will know, I'm sure, if you're a regular listener, which of course you are, that each Sunday morning on the way into the studio, I kind of pass bars and pubs that are kicking out the drunk people. Last night was particularly exceptional in the amount of drunk people staggering around, and we ask them, we go up to them, we canvass them for their opinion on the week's news. It's drunk people's opinion on the week's news. What's not to like? Plenty, it turns out. It's a feature we call Alco Vox Pops. Now, if you're listening to us in the week at the moment, before we are sitting in through till January the 11th through Radio X Breakfast, you'll hear a review of 2015 through the eyes and ears of drunk people as we bring you a kind of best of. But this is a brand new one. This happened this morning, not 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago maybe, on the streets of London. And the questions involved this week, of course, Oliver Letwin, his racist memo from the 80s that he sent to Margaret Thatcher about the Brixton riots. It involved the Environment Agency's appalling flood defence in the north, and this question. This New Year week, there was a storm called Frank. What would you call a storm?
Benny's. So it would have a mate, Frank and Benny's. No?
Frank is pretty good. Frank. It's pretty good. We shouldn't change anything the Americans do.
Gina, because she's so hot.
James Bay's advice to hold back the river seems to have been ignored by the Environment Agency in Yorkshire. How would you prevent floods?
How would I prevent floods? Go for it, girl.
Put some armbands on and go for a swim.
No one can predict the weather. That's my opinion.
Put some rice in it.
Yeah, rice.
Rice absorbs liquid.
This week, David Cameron's senior policy advisor, Oliver Letwin, has apologised for being racist in the 80s. What are your thoughts?
Bloody hell, you can't be racist, that's rude.
No regrets. Never have regrets.
Oliver Letwin always let them win. Oliver Letwin always let them win. You remember when he was deciding about policy, Labour was always winning. Oliver Letwin always let them win.
Drunk people there. With their opinion on the week's news. You can't predict the weather. Well, you can, technically. you can do that.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
Underlay.